For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you very much. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for an NFL Draft Big Board Report. And it's a great time to remind you our Path to Draft coverage is brought to you by Pluckers, and you can join us all at one of the area Pluckers locations Thursday night for our draft night parties. Calvin Watkins ripped a 7-rounder today, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because he went in round one the same place you did today.
Oh, we took the wide receiver. I mean, excuse me, the cornerback, the Michigan corner.
Will Johnson there at 12. Yeah. What were you guys thinking here?
I'm trying to do my very best to put myself back in that place, to quote the great Jerry Jeff Walker. I'm trying to put myself back in that place. And
he's bounded down?
No, it was talking about being back in London.
There you go.
When you're down on your luck and you ain't got no. So I can sing me Jerry Jeff Walker songs. But anyway, I was trying to kind of put myself in like, okay, what would they do? Not what I would do, because I'd take Simmons, and I would, you know, I'd kind of figure out other things.
Trade up for Genty.
Yeah, I'd do. You're right. It might trade
get a little weird.
But I just think that to me that they're going to, if, and I took the premise that McMillan is going to be gone. So I try to create the worst situation for me with him. Like, okay, Genty goes at 5, McMillan goes at 6. Oh, wow. I was sitting there holding for McMillan here at 12. How much do I really, really love Golden? You know, and on my stack, is there a great deal of depth between Golden and then between McMillan and Golden? And who are the players in between there? And I just, my gut's telling me that they probably got Will Johnson up there. They probably have this corner. You know, they talked about it today. Shoddy even brought it up. I really appreciate it. I think it was Kyle Yeomans.
Yep.
Asked the question about length, because somebody asked me a question about why would they take Barron? And I said, because he's not long enough for them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard, like I say, I heard Shoddy's explanation, I was hoping to get Will's explanation of that. But it just seemed to me that they would fall in love with a guy like that.
Like Will Johnson, cornerback, Michigan.
Yeah, 6'2". Yeah.
They're not going to mind his lack of speed.
They're going to.
Or lack of 40 time running.
I think they like it. They think he's got fluid hips. They can move well.
Yeah. See, to me, I question that. I don't think they do. This Will Johnson has never ran a 40-yard dash in high school, college, and now the pros. Just his whole life, he's never run. He might not know how to run a 40-yard dash.
But he plays fast because of how athletic he is, as long as it's not long speed that you're looking for.
The thing about it is you could play him off and he'll react. And, you know, he's been banged up. I mean, he missed this year with, you know, some issues.
Yeah, he's got lower extremity problems.
Yeah, so to me, but I could see them making a pick like that.
But, hey, 2 years ago, 7 interceptions. And you're right. When he plays off coverage, he can close downhill. He's really good at reading the quarterback. He's smart. The issue to me is when you watch him turn his back to the quarterback.
Yeah.
And then that's where, you know, where's the ball?
Yeah, not enough awareness there.
Sometimes.
Okay, but we do know the Cowboys like taking corners in the first round. In the second round, Calvin Watkins went with Travion Henderson, the running back from Ohio State. That would be exciting.
That would be a blessing if he's there.
Okay, and then in the third round, the guard from Georgia, Tate Rutledge.
Yeah.
Do you think he could be a plug-and-play guy, for considering what the Cowboys have at right guard?
I think it would be really, really close on him. The problem that I have with Rutledge, I think he plays with all the power that you want a guy to play with. I just think, to me, though, that he might be just a little bit too big. When it comes to the mobility stuff, Zach, am I off base here with that? Like, he gets movement through mass.
Yeah, he does. You know, he's a mauler.
Yeah, he will maul you. But I just wonder how well he really hits in space.
Yeah, because he can get a little top-heavy, and then he leans into blocks, and that's going to cause him to get off balance. But he definitely could compete to start at right guard.
Yeah. One of my lines in my notes, Dawson, was, don't need to ask him to do much in the way of pulling or playing in space. That was one of my lines in my notes here.
Okay, it is an NFL draft big board report. I love the topic of Shador possibly being on the boards when the Cowboys are sitting there at 12. Is this the expectation at this point for you guys? Do you believe Shador is going to make it to where the Cowboys are sitting?
I have enough people telling me that the Giants are not going to take a quarterback when they're picking, and the Saints aren't going to take a quarterback. Now, we'll see how much. If the Saints might take a quarterback, but it might not be Shador. It might be Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I know Schefter's been in on that. Like they like Dart a lot. I think a lot of these teams want to take the quarterback, but it's, can we move back or do we move back into the first round, or do they end up falling to the top of the second? I don't think it's in the top 10 right now outside of Cam Ward.
I mean, if you don't love the other players that are available, I think you're 1 to 3 years away from moving on from Dak. You know, and I don't know the next time you're going to be sitting here with a chance to pick in the top half of the first round. It might very well be next year with better quarterbacks on the board. Maybe you want to take your best shot at building around Dak right now, but it's another injury. It's the other side of 30. You know me, right now I'm thinking, hey, let's create an awesome offensive line that can give him great protection and pave the way for a run game. Let's get an awesome running back in there and a second wide receiver. But if instead they decided to say, let's take Shador Sanders here, and next time Dak is hurt, we're going to find out what he can do in the NFL. Until then, he's figuring it out. That would be really exciting to me. You know, you just don't get opportunities to take guys that, you know, were that accurate in college.
I think we're going to have a potential replay of the Johnny Manziel situation, that Jerry is going to stand up and he is going to make Schottenheimer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Or Will or Steven say, no, Dad, we're not doing this.
I mean, this is probably the situation where you decided, hey, we need a backup plan for Tony.
Yeah.
Now, you took Dak in the fourth round.
Right.
And in that year's...
You tried to move around, get Connor Cook, and, you know...
You were trying to get a first-round quarterback.
Trey was so upset that they didn't trade back up to get Paxton Lynch.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that was the year you took Zeke, though, right? So you did at four have a chance at taking maybe not...
Story pick, 135.
You could have moved up for Goff or Wentz or something like that. I don't know, but I think that is going to be a lot of fun Thursday night with the Cowboys on the board if Shador is there. That's... You know, definitely one of those huge tune-in moments. Cowboys EVP Stephen Jones, when asked about Micah's contract situation today, says it comes with the territory. Right now there's a difference in what we feel is the right number and what he feels is the right number.
He took a shot across the bow, too, at the agent community of the world, too, because the question was asked in a really good way about, hey, listen, it could be their fault, too. And he's like, absolutely, it could be, you know. So yeah, agents and the Joneses are kind of at the impasse right now. Agents really don't have anything to do. Agents just can kind of wait because they know the Cowboys will eventually get them what they want.
You say here's the number, and until the Cowboys actually stop capitulating in the end, they're too predictable.
Yeah,
they're like, hey, we want a team friendly deal if you want it now. And if you're asking for a lot, then you're going to have to wait until the actual deadline, and then we're going to give it to you. They still have given way more to any quarterback to Dak than any other quarterback has gotten, you know? And I don't know how many years that's going to happen, but they did the same thing with Zeke, right? They cave. They lack credibility. They are the horrible poker player at the table that everybody has massive tells on right now, and it's making them entirely too predictable. The other thing, the big part of it, though, is they're unwilling to move on from their stars if they drafted you, you know, and the agents know that fact. Like, you're not moving on from us. You're not even going to consider it. If suddenly they would trade a Micah Parsons in a situation like this, I think suddenly their negotiating stance at the table would have a lot more credibility. But until they do that, they are the cavemen. The best thing Jerry Jones said today is his wife Jean cried when the Mavs traded Luka. I thought that might have been AI Jerry when I clicked it, but it was the real deal. Said she's a huge fan of this basketball team. And apparently,
they got really good seats.
Yeah,
they do. They have really good seats at the games.
Apparently, Gene was quite a hooper back in the day. Made 17 consecutive free throws in a high school state championship game.
Clutch.
She went fully D Wade.
That's pretty clutch right there.
One afternoon and
took it to the paint. Got some foul calls.
Arkansas probably in Little Rock one afternoon in a gym with the state championship on the line. Gene Jones was just sawing them one after another.
Kicking ass.
Yeah.
I wouldn't foul her anymore if it was me. They were probably getting her the ball so she could get fouled. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine.
That's clutch, man.
Yeah. That is huge. That's something that, you know, I'd be bragging about myself. 17 straight in state championship
games.
Okay. For the Cowboys, there are four potential wide receivers that could all be the best guy in the class. This is like a Ruggs, a Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson type of situation. McMillan, Golden, Egbuka, and then Luther Burden, Missouri. That's the guy Dez likes.
Mm-hmm.
How do you rank him, Brian?
I have Hunter, McMillan, then I have Burden, then I have Egbuka, then I have Golden.
Where was all the Golden hype from last week? It seemed like for about 10 days, all the rage was the Cowboys are going to take Golden.
I think to me that it was he is different than what they have. There's a guy that has that playmaking ability with speed, with big time speed. And I think that's where all of a sudden they were going to sell us the idea, and we really didn't hear it today. We didn't hear anything about Mingo and things like that. But he's completely different from what they have, that type of player. And that's why I think there was a lot of buzz about him.
I think when they try to sell me on Jonathan Mingo, That's more offensive than Nico trying to sell me that defense wins championships.
Borderline. Yeah. I mean, it's just, we did a Love of the Star episode a couple months ago. I forgot Jonathan Mingo was even on the team. Bit forgettable, if you ask me. And that's a fourth round pick. And I hope that he ends up panning out. He has not had good quarterback play. But Igbuka just kind of fills, in my opinion, everything they've talked about. You're talking about trying to build a culture that is a leader. He's done everything the right way. I think he's NFL ready today. I think he's one of the safest picks in the draft. I don't think he gets enough credit for what he can do in terms of after the catch. He's not just a possession receiver. I think he can play all three spots. I think he's getting kind of pigeoned as like he's a slot-only guy because that's really what he did a lot at Ohio State, but he can play outside. I'd be looking at the Igbuka route if you don't get Teteroa McMillan.
All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. 1 hour down, four to go. Our change is coming for the Rangers lineup. Let's set the agenda here. Pre-game tonight, 8:30, as they'll visit the A's with the first pitch shortly after 9 o'clock. And we're back with sports here with you. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.